Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, we want to talk about insurance, and Damien Langan is the owner of Langan's Home and Garden Centre in Balmullet in County Mayo. Damien, just first of all, give us a sense of what the last 15 months have been like for you.
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
I suppose it has been, no more than everyone else, it has been really tough, you know, lockdowns and you know, restrictions and everything. And it had to be done, and hopefully we are coming out of it. But it has been a tough year, and I think this year is going to be equally as tough. Maybe not as tough, but tough enough anyway.
There probably were periods during the lockdowns, Damien, where you probably were allowed to open, were you, as an essential service under the restrictions?
Yeah, well, the first lockdown from March to May, in the first one, we were closed. We were doing a bit of online selling and click and collect. We sell kind of seeds and bulbs and stuff on our website. But the second lockdown, then we were closed from Christmas Eve until the 12th of February. And then after that, we decided to open. As we were an essential, we were allowed to open for being an essential service.
Mm. And I'm sure you were looking forward to it.
Well, I suppose after when we were closed the first year, we weren't looking forward to opening. It was strange times, and the first few days I opened, you know, everyone is on high alert, and it was weird, you know. And but after, I suppose, a week into it, we got back into the swing of things, and you know, all the customers and everyone was great and heeding the rules and all that. So, you know, we got used to it fairly quick.
As a business owner, I'm sure you're employing plenty of people down in Balmullet as well, Damien.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of costs still associated, despite the fact that, you know, you might be even selling some stuff online or click and collect or that kind of thing, but you still have the overheads.
Yeah, we still have the overheads. And I suppose COVID moved us all on to our online offering. No more than a lot of other businesses, we're very poor with our online offering. We always knew we wanted a website, we'd like a website, but I think COVID moved us on about 7 years in that space. But the website we have is mygardencentre.ie, and quickly it became there was a lot of traffic on it from all over the country, and we sent like bulbs and seeds everywhere around the country. I suppose just from gardening groups on Facebook and all that, the bigger suppliers seemed to be so overwhelmed. I think customers started looking at the smaller shops, and I think there was a little bit of trying to support smaller businesses too in the country, which was great for us.
During all of this, how did you manage it, or how difficult was it for you it was financially and keeping the, you know, the doors of the website open, Damien?
It was tough enough. Like, and
yeah,
I'm sure everyone is in the same boat.
Of course,
but, we I suppose with there was, in fairness, there was good like the wage subsidy scheme and things like that from the government and the PUP and all that. They came in fairly quick, and you know, I commend the government for that. It was like everyone, no matter if you're open or closed. Even now, hospitality businesses or anything like that, you know, they are open, outdoor dining and stuff, but they're not doing what they should be doing, you know, in a summertime trade, you know.
Tell us about the insurance, because that's why we're talking to you today,
yeah,
Damien.
I suppose, yeah. My insurance, I'll go, for 2020, the premium was €1,123. But this year I was quoted just under 4,300. That's nearly four times the 2020's premium. And I had a business interruption claim, a successful business interruption claim, which was unavoidable, and I'm sure there's a lot of other businesses in the country that will do the same thing. It wasn't a claim for someone falling or things like that, and you know, to me it was unavoidable. So AXA said, I see in the article in the paper, they said, apart from losing a no-claim bonus, a successful business interruption claim would not impact the pricing at renewal if covered under the same insurance policy. So you know, I don't know where the 4,300 came out at. And they also said in the same article, it said, however, when a business makes a claim, sometimes new information about their business or the size of their operation comes to light. My shop has been the same size since with the last number of years. They didn't send anyone out. They didn't even send anyone out during the claim. So I don't know where they're coming from with the, it just seems very coincidental to me that I had a claim and then my insurance company went quadrupled.
So you had the business interruption built into your policy. Had you bought
yeah.
that? You added that on previously, Damien, did you?
It was more good luck than good judgment.
Right, okay.
On the
I was going to say, you had great foresight to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was within your policy?
It was, yeah. And I was talking to the insurance underwriter who was dealing with it. And I said, sure, look at, you know, as a country, we're all in the same boat. And he said, no, you're in a boat with about 10% of the country who actually has this pandemic cover on your policy. So we're lucky in
because,
that
sense. Yeah, we were talking about this, you know, a couple of months back here on Lunchtime Live when businesses were getting in touch with us to say, like, when they renew their insurance premium, obviously a lot of them didn't look for pandemic cover because, sure, who would have thought pre-COVID we'd ever live through a pandemic like this? And then it turned out that some businesses did have the pandemic cover built into their insurance. So you were one of those and you claimed on it, as you can do. And I'm sure that money has helped, you know, obviously that the claim has helped out through the last couple of months with all of the associated costs. And then when you went back to renew the insurance policy, the exact same policy, it went up 3,100.
It did, yeah. It went four times what it was in 2020. So, you know, I understand businesses have to make money and things like that. But I think it's very petty that they try and give you with one hand and take it back straight away and early with the other, like, so it's wrong, and it seems to me that insurance companies and the banks and the like can do what they like in this country unchecked.
I mean, look, I have to say we've statement from AXA Insurance, because that's who you mentioned, and they said, as you mentioned too, you know, they're unable to comment on individual policies, but they paid out in 95% of COVID-linked business interruption claims. You mentioned that part about, apart from losing the no-claims bonus, the successful claim wouldn't impact the pricing at renewal under the same policy. When a business makes a claim, sometimes new information, as you said, might come to light. Underwriters could conclude that the policy was unsuitable for the type of product due to the size or the complexity, and the risk is moved to a new policy which is more suitable for a larger risk to meet the customer's needs. You got sorted anyway with insurance in the ending?
I did, yeah. I think that what they're saying there is pure rubbish, and you know, I don't even know how they could ascertain that information without even coming out. Or, as I said, my business hasn't changed in the last number of years. I got sorted with FBD in the end, so it's still a bit dearer than 2020, but I had no choice in the matter.
Do you think other businesses are in a similar position to you, Damien?
Yeah, I do, and I suppose it will come to light as the renewals are coming up. I'm the president of the local Chamber of Commerce here, and we haven't had much in yet, but talking to the local TDs, they seem to be getting it every day that the premiums are rising substantially.
Stay with us, Damien. It's 1890-453-106 if you want to join us here on the programme. Jonathan Hare is the Managing Director of the CFM Group Insurance. Jonathan, are you familiar with...
Hi,
how are you? You've heard Damien's story there. I'm sure Damien can't be alone.
No, he's not, but I do think that in this case, the statement that AXA have given is probably true. I don't think the premium has gone up in relation because of the claim itself. We would have AXA customers that have made similar claims, and they are seeing increases, but they're small increases. The bigger problem that we have for business insurance in Ireland is that there's a severe lack of competition in this space. Garden centres sometimes can be tough to get insured. So I think while AXA aren't going to talk about an individual case, it might not be that they've looked at Damien's business and decided that Damien's business is different to what they thought it was. It could be that garden centres themselves has moved from one category that they might have on one platform to another. And it is difficult to explain, but what's happening is that we're seeing for a lot of business insurers premium increases. And Damien, in fairness, has done what I would advise to every single person. He has shopped around and he has found an alternative that's half the price of the renewal that he was offered. And unfortunately, for some customers who see increases in their premiums, they didn't have a business interruption claim. They haven't had a claim in 12 months, but they're still seeing rising premiums. They don't actually have an alternative to go to. So there is a lot of people who are stuck with the same insurer and can't move, and they are seeing increases in their premium. And again, that's not just for people who have had a successful business interruption claim, but it's also for people who didn't have a claim, maybe weren't even open last year, and yet they're seeing increases in their premiums. And it's very difficult to understand because, you know, apart from the insurers who've paid out on the business interruption claims, it's difficult to see how the insurers didn't have, in terms of claims and performance, the best year they've had, because we haven't had a lot of the leisure places open, like pubs, restaurants, hotels, where a lot of the slips, trips and falls occur that insurance companies will complain about. So, you know, to describe it the best way, they must have had like their best year to date in terms of these type of claims. So it's very hard to see why people's premiums are being put up. But I don't believe that the insurance companies are putting people's premiums up if you've had a business interruption claim. We've had people come to us as new clients and we successfully got them lower premiums despite the fact they've had a business interruption claim. And we also have seen people with business interruption claims who've had small increases and they were with AXA also.
Just to give me a little bit of a kind of a comparison or an example to this, Jonathan, like if I'm, you know, out in my car and I'm driving along and there's an accident or something like that, and next thing you have a claim, the no claims bonus is gone and your insurance policy is going to, you know, most likely shoot up the following year. You'll get an increase on that. So, I mean, is that something similar to what's happening here? Albeit, as Damien said, it's not like he didn't have the claim that, you know, somebody fell into the waterfall or something. You know what I mean? Whatever the usual kind of stuff is.
No, so Damien was probably getting a discount along the way for having and had no claims over the past. I think they're in business since 2002, so he hasn't had any claims. So he certainly would have been getting a benefit of that. He would have lost that benefit when he came due for renewal this year. But it certainly would not lead to the premium in going up to three times what it was the year before. I mean, the discount that he was getting wasn't to the tune of €3,000 over the last 2 years.
So the discount couldn't be to the value of €3,000?
No, it wouldn't be, exactly. So I think that this is more a case of that it's an AXA decision in relation to the type of business, as opposed to you're getting a loading because you had a business interruption claim.
Yeah. So it's how they're categorised effectively.
Like, I think so. So yeah. I do think it's not to do with the actual claim itself, because we have customers whose premiums are not increasing. They are increasing, but there's slight increases and nothing like to the tune of what Damien has had on his policy. And again, Damien did shop around. He did find a lower alternative. And, you know, if you are lucky where you can get the alternatives, take it, 100% take it. I mean, he got it for half the price that he was being offered for renewal.
We've heard, you know, kind of similar stories. I mentioned that at the outset, Jonathan, from other businesses talking, you know, about the fact that either they didn't have the likes of your, something similar to your, you know, pandemic interruption or business interruption element of their policy. Like, are we liable to see more case, you know, or more situations like this now down the line? Because I mean, we've heard about previous kind of high profile cases. So,
well, most businesses were not covered for this, or else they're currently litigating whether they are covered for it or not. In fairness to AXA, they were one of the first companies out to policyholders like Damien and said, you are covered. They were probably, in my view, the first to come out and say, you are covered for this. And then there was a process to go through before the claims were ultimately paid. But for most business owners, they're going through a process of either legal cases or through mediation as to whether covers in force or not. There's class action cases. There's various different routes that people are going through. But it's, you know, it is tough to see that if somebody who, for example, has come through this, there isn't a business interruption claim, they aren't pursuing a business interruption claim, and they're seeing their premiums going up. And it's very hard to understand why that is. And the only thing that we put it down to when we're talking about it is that there is a lack of competition for people in for business insurance. There's plenty of competition now in the motor section, but for liability and property insurance, it's getting harder and harder. Mm. And maybe Damien could shed some light. I'm not sure that Damien tried various different places for quotations, and did he get quotes from other people, or was he finding that a lot of places were saying no to getting quotes, or did his broker maybe say, look, I've got 3 quotes out of 20 insurance companies for you? So I'm not sure.
Well, he mentioned that he did go with a different with a different company in the end. But I mean, I'm just trying to get my head around the fact that with so many businesses now, you know, starting to reopen again as the restrictions ease over the next couple of weeks, I mean, I wonder, Jonathan, will we be chatting to you here in the show in about a month's time or 6 weeks, you know, hearing from other businesses and other sectors?
Yes, on rising business insurance premiums.
Yeah.
Yes, because because there's customers who paid for insurance last year, weren't open for the majority of the year, and it's coming due for renewal, and either the insurance company that they were with is no longer in Ireland, or no longer offers a particular product they were with last year, and we have to now source a new insurer for them. And in a lot of those cases, the premiums are higher. So we're having to go back into UK markets to find prices for certain businesses. Brexit has affected that as well. So I do think that a lot of time in the last 12 months has been talking about private car insurance and how the prices are on that. And I think that problem is fixing itself. We are starting to see lower premiums for sure at that end. And I think business insurance is the next one that people have to take a serious look at and see how can we reduce premiums for business owners like Damien.
Absolutely. I'm sure there'll be plenty of pressure on government too over that. Just Jonathan, finally, I have a text in here from a listener who says, due to open my doors in the next month, insurance policy also up for renewal. Any advice? Well, shop around, isn't that what you said?
Shop around, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Damien obviously did, and he got it for half the price that he was offered, and I appreciate it's still up on where it was last year, but that's the differences between, like, you know, the reason I always say to people to shop around is because we've compared two insurance companies here, but for another business owner, it may be that AXA are the insurance company that's offering the lower premium and FPD are the one offering the higher premium. You won't know until you shop around. You just have no way of knowing.
All right. Jonathan Hare, Managing Director of the CFM Group Insurance, and Damien Langan, the owner of Langan's Home and Garden Centre in Ballymullet in County Mayo. Thanks to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.